Hello and welcome in to Horns Aplenty here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is 91.5 or WMFO.org. You can find it anywhere around the world. This is the second edition of Horns Aplenty, which is a bi-weekly show from Tufts here at WMFO. I am DJ Mo, and I'll be here for the next hour playing you horns. Songs with horns, mostly. Last week I played a lot of 1960s world music, ranging Brazil, Sudan, Vietnam. I got a lot of positive feedback. People really seem to like it. So this week, I'm going to play completely different music. you're going to hear a lot more contemporary music, some indie stuff. Maybe it's going to be a little slower. And, you know, am I nervous that you're going to hate it? Yes. Yes, I am. But you can call in and tell me all about it. And tell me how bad I am at 855-915-WMFO. And let's get into it. In the background here is Surfer Stomp by the Marquettes. Cute little ditty. And we're going to lead things off this week. We're going to start off hot for this first set. We have some Ibibio Sound Machine with Give Me a Reason. And then after that, we're going to get a little Santa Gold and a little La Rue to round it out. So I hope you enjoy. And if you don't, I'll be here for another hour, and then you can, something else will come on. So, this is Ibibio Sound Machine with Give Me a Reason.
Can't get enough of my zoo.
I don't have to answer your questions. And I don't give a damn what you think. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that right there was Uptight Downtown by LaRue. This is DJ Raymo Go, as one listener heard it, right here on WMFO 91.5 Medford. Give me a call, 855-915-9636. If you want to hear from me, there's a large motorcycle outside. I'm not sure if you can hear. Tried to get fancy there by putting in a little Star Trek quote. But, you know, this is only my second show, and I'm feeling pretty cocky. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe I'll try it again. All right, we're going to get back into the music. This one is Diamond Rugs with the song Call Girl Blues. Diamond Rugs is a super group from the bands Deer Tick, Los Lobos, a couple other bands as well. And they only put out one album, but it's pretty good. And so this is Call Girl Blues by Diamond Rugs.
In the door. Now where did she come from? and see what this galaxy-class starship can do.
Instead, I'm just like everybody.
That's right, folks. That was Plumage by the band Menomina off of their 2012 album Moms. So big ups to all the moms out there. You guys are doing a great job. My mom just texted me, high five. So, you know, things are going well over here. Before that, we heard one of my dad's favorite bands. That was Man Man off their 2020 album, Dream Hunting in the Valley of the In-Between. And that song was called Cloud Nine. However, nine was spelt like the German word for no, which is clever. The reason I played Call Girl Blues, which led off that set, was because last night I was reminded of it as I saw the movie One Last Night in Soho, the new Edgar Wright film. It was pretty good. Yeah. All right, let's give you a little weather update. Right now it's 46 degrees, a balmy 46 degrees in Medford, Massachusetts. It was a beautiful fall day today. I took several photos. Not that you guys care. And because I know a lot of you listen online, I'll just pick a random place and give you the weather for that as well. Today, crazily enough, it is 48 degrees in Dallas, Texas. So that's weird. One of the top news articles that I found on that is the weather sucks. Should you go to the Stone Show? And the answer is yes. Yes, you should. All right. Well, last week I did a thing where I played a song from present day, and then I played the song that it was sampled from back in the day. And, I'm going to do that again. So, this week we're going to play a Sleigh Bells song called Real Real. And then if you can guess what the sample is on this song, you will win a prize. Yet to be determined what it is, but you win a prize. And so I'm going to play Real Real, then I'll come back, and then we'll play the original song. Both are pretty short. So here we go. This is Real Real by Sleigh Bells.
And I know the part. You are the river flow, and we can never know. We're just the weatherman. You make the wind blow. Keep thinking about every straight face. Yes, wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six such straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it, fun.
So you heard that. That was Real Real by Sleigh Bells, which I realized doesn't have any horns in it. But, you know, that was the case in a lot of the songs I listened to this week where I was like, oh, man, that song's so good. And then you have to wait until the very end and hope that horns come in. And if they don't, then you can't play it. But anyway, I can because it's my show. So I'll play it. All right. Let's go back now to the original sample of that song, which is Can You Get to That by Funkadelic off of their fantastic album Maggot Brain, which came out in 1971. So, I don't know. The songs are very similar, but also very different. Let me know which one you like better by giving me a call here at 855-915-9636. That is 855-915-WMFO. And if you're lucky, I'll be able to pick up the phone. All right, so yeah, let's get into the original. This is Can You Get to That by Funkadelic. Oh, All right, this next one goes out to a very special lady who knows who she is, and also Halloween. I'm getting reports that that song did not come in well. Well, it was a song called You're My Girl by the Three Stooges, all about how he dug up this lady from the morgue and she's got, you know, big feet and weird stuff like that. But that's all right. We're going to move on. This next segment is, you know, so I kind of picked you up in the beginning. So I'm going to put you down a little bit. Picked you up. Put you down. So we're gonna hear Heaven's on Fire by the Radio Department now. Yes.
People see rock and roll as youth culture, and when youth culture becomes monopolized by big business, what are the youth to do? Do you have any idea? I think we should destroy the bogus capitalist process that is destroying youth culture.
Thank you. In a living room, your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you cut out the middleman, get free from the middleman. You got no time for the messenger, got no regard for the thing that you know. That's why you will not survive. I wanna forget how convention fits, but can I get out from under it? Can I cut it out of me? It can't all be wedding cake. It can't all be boiled away. I try but I can't let go of it. Can't let go of it. Cause you don't talk to the water boy. And there's so much you could learn, but you don't wanna know. You will not back up an inch ever. That's why you will not survive. Tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, and it may not be thought too wild. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Don't wanna know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.
It is time for my weekly PSA. So, I'm going to tell you today a little bit about hand washing. The U.S. Centers of Disease Control. get some music in the background because this is going to be boring. The U.S. Centers of Disease Control's top tip for fending off the flu, coronavirus, and colds is to wash your hands. To protect yourself, you should wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after going to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. The CDC also advises avoiding touching your eyes, nose, and mouth unless you have just washed your hands, covering any cough or sneeze you have with a tissue, then throwing that tissue straight in the trash where it belongs. Avoiding eye contact with people who are sick, and finally, if you do get sick, staying home and not to infect others. This has been a public health message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. All right, let's get back into some more music. Now I'm really going to put you down. We got the song called Nobody by... Well, no, let me tell you what you just heard. So that was The Underdog by the band Spoon off of their 2007 album, Ga 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 Ga. How many ga's in there? Did I get it right? I think so. What a great song that is. And prior to that was Heaven's on Fire by the Radio Department off their 2010 album, Clinging to a Scheme. All right, let's get into Mac DeMarco. This song is Nobody, and it's a good one. Oh, geez Louise. I lost internet on my computer. What happened? Oh, my God.
Yeah. there's no second chance, no third degree.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
Well, an emergency in the studio, you need a nice, calm song to play afterwards. I lost internet there for a second. I thought all the music was going to stop. I was very nervous. Luckily, we stuck around. That was Yuma Abe, who is a very popular, not to me, but very popular artist out of Tokyo. That song was called Well, it's in Japanese alphabet. So, but I think it was called Omemo. Can't be certain. Don't speak Japanese. Or read it, which is more important. Yeah, and before that was Nobody by Mac DeMarco. And I'm gonna get out of here. This hour goes by so fast every week. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. I know you probably have better things to listen to out there, but I'm glad you tuned in to 91.5 WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts. Background here is Air, Playground Love, some smoky saxophone for you. And I'm going to hand you off to whatever is the next show, which I'm pretty sure is not a show. It's just the whatever the random player on WMFO plays. So thank you all for listening. I will be back in 2 weeks. This has been Horns of Plenty. I will I'll see you on November 17th. Yeah, my hands are shaking.